On June 14th, 2011, this is Pulling You number 68. Greenbridge friends, Michael here at Bridgehands. Welcome to Day 4, Part 1 of Incredible Defenders, Leading a Broken Suit. That might be fourth best lead. That might be top of a broken sequence. That could be top of an interior sequence. Okay, let's begin. So let's begin with a brief review of some of the defensive tactics that we've spoke about in our previous sessions. One would be opening leads. This would be the Boston system, such as bottom of something, top of nothing. Fourth best leads when we have an honor, or if we have nothing, the highest. Then again, if they're in a one-no Trump contract, we may not want to give away that nine, so we may want to lead next to top of nothing. Those types of leads. Then we have our top of sequence leads, and we'll talk about different types of top of sequence leads in some detail today. When the opponents are in a suit contract, leading ace from ace king, or if you like the more classic treatment, leading king from ace king, looking for partner's signal, see whether we can get a rough or where the partner has the queen. And of course, we always like to lead partner's bid suit, so we might lead high low from a doubleton or low from three. Then again, if we've supported the suit, we might lead high from three or more to show that we don't have any honors in that suit. It gets very interesting. We can have a lot of partnership agreements. Another would be third hand play. Normally, third hand play, we play high. But then again, we play lowest of a touching sequence when we're in the third hand seat. And if we can't beat the dummy, we can use signals. Depending upon whether the opponents are in a suit or no trump contract, we can use different types of signals. Interesting. And then our play on the opponent's lead. We can use possible signals there to show count or attitude of partner's previously led suit. And inferences both in bidding, play, and hand evaluation. Analyzing the opponent's and our partner's assets based upon these factors can go a long ways to visualizing the cards held by other players so that we can make our best leads and plays. In our previous sessions, you'll also recall we spoke about the uppercut, the opportunity to overruff the opponent, either the declarer or the dummy, by having a higher trump than that player. If they play high, then we duck and slough off on another suit. If they don't, we win an extra trick. Unblocking. This can help our partner by promoting a suit or allowing partner to rough and also to get involved sometimes with a cross rough. Unblocking is a big part of transportation to our partner's hand. Communications, this is attitude signals, length signals, count signals, and even suit preference signals. While we're not allowed to make inferences based upon our partner's gestures, attitudes, and mannerisms, we certainly can do so for the opponents. So we can take a look at the opponent's tempo during bidding and play. We should be cognizant of both their as well as our partner's line of play. What does this tell us? What inferences can we make there? What can we learn by looking at our hand or making inferences based upon our partner's hand? When the opponent's in a no-trump contract, it's all about winning the race. That's right, they want to promote their long suit before we promote our long suit. And of course, we want to make that fourth best lead from a long suit or lead into our partner's hand if they have bid a suit and we can help promote that. So how do we do that? Well, we use things such as the length of the long suit. That's where that fourth best lead comes in, right? Or if we have top of nothing, we don't have a long suit. Partner, we want to help you. But if we're using that fourth best lead, we have some numbers that we can use. We have that rule of 11, right? We'll speak about that in more detail today. And the declarer, they'll want to figure this out too. They'll want to disrupt our communication. They'll want to use that rule of 7 to try to block entries from one of our hands to the other, the long suit. Another would be consideration for the honors in the long suit. And that's where we get into the sequence suits, the top of sequence, the top of touching sequence, the top of interior sequence. Is it a broken sequence? Possibilities for side suit entries. Obviously, if we're trying to promote a suit and the opponents have disrupted our communications, or we can't from partner in one suit, do we have an entry in another suit to then come back and promote our long suit? And how about the possibility for the partner to gain lead? Yes, we must take a look when the opponents are in, say, a 3-no-trump contract, having perhaps 25 or 26 points, just barely making an invitational no-trump game. So if we have 5 points, our partner may have 8 or 9 points and have an opportunity to have a lead back to our hand. In our three-part lesson, we'll want to discuss opening leads based upon various hands. In each hand, the opponent's contract will be in some number of no-trump. Before making our opening lead, we will first want to pay careful attention to the opponent's bidding, assessing the inferences of their respective strength and suit length. Next, we will want to consider bidding against our hand. Oh, and let's not forget about our partner's hand, the person sitting across the table. Right. After considering the inferences on the opponent's bidding as well as our possible lead considerations, that's based upon our own hand, we'll certainly want to visualize possible hands held by our partner in order for us to maximize our tricks. So in total, we'll take a look at 10 hands, first choosing the lead from our own hand, later going to our visual table, bidding the hands, and watching card-by-card play. In part one, the first three hands should look familiar, in fact, very familiar. And while the opponent's bidding and contract level will vary, you will be making your lead from the identical hand. In part two, the hands will be similar with slightly different spot cards. Just like at the bridge table, we don't always have a solid sequence suit, so we'll need to consider leading from broken sequences. And in part three, we'll go the final mile with four more stimulating hands. Okay, let's listen to the auction, look at our hands, and try to make a spectacular lead, hopefully from our partner's perspective. All right, on part one, let's take a look at our first three hands. South is a dealer and begins one club. North bids one diamond. South bids one no-trump, looks like 12 to 14 points with a balanced hand, something less than a one no-trump opener, and everybody passes. Our hand is 10 little in spades, jack 10-8 five times in hearts, in diamonds, king-queen tight, and in clubs, ace-9 four times. So take a moment and consider what you would like to lead, then we'll talk about it. Okay, this lead we're going to try the top of a broken sequence. That would be the jack of hearts. And why is that? Well, the opponents have about 19 to 22 points. If they had 23 or 24, they would probably want to invite for a three no-trump game. So it looks like they're limited to maybe about 22. Could be as low as 18, right? One could have 6 and the other could have 12 points. So there's about 18 to 21 points remaining at the table. And how many do we have? Well, we have 10 high card points. So our partner should have about 8 to 11 points. So our attempt in this situation is to try to pin or trap a dummy heart honor. We would like to win that race. We would like to promote the heart suit. Our partner should have enough honors that they should be able to get in the lead. We can't expect that both the king and queen are going to be held by North. Not likely. That'll only happen one in four times. But if our partner has one of those high honors and can get in, we should be able to get a trick. And we don't want to lead the fourth best here. Leading the five may cost a trick if the opponents hold the nine. On our second hand, North is a dealer and opens one club. Our partner over an east seat overcalls one spade. And South, showing 10 points or more in a five-card or longer heart suit, bids two hearts. We pass, back to North, bidding three clubs, showing a long club suit, at least six cards long. And back to South, they bid three diamonds. North bids three spades, maybe unsure of the auction whether they should be in three no-trump or not. And our partner doubles three spades. To South, they bid three no-trump, apparently having a stopper in the spade suit. And on hand number two, our hand is, well, now this looks familiar. Yes, it's the same hand we had before. 10 little in spades, jack 10-8 five times in hearts, king, queen, tight, and diamonds, and ace-9 four times in clubs. What do we want to lead this time? Take a moment and pick your lead. Well, the opponents seem to have 25 distributional points. They may not have 25 hard card points. North may have been counting extra points for that long club suit. And apparently, they don't have a fit in South either. South appears to have a five-card suit, didn't rebid the suit, and so they had to work hard to find this three no-trump contract. So our partner may have some points here. We're holding 10. Our partner may have five or more points, maybe with distribution, or maybe even more high card points since the opponents have a misfit. So in this situation, let's try leading our partner's suit. Since we have a double 10, we would want to lead the 10. In fact, we like the fact that we have an honor. The 10 is an honor, after all. So we want to lead that 10, confirming that we have a double 10, and our partner may need to know how many times to hold back. So knowing our shape, our length in the spade suit, is very important. So we want to be helpful to our partner. This time, we're going to try winning the race in the spade suit. Even though we have more points than partner, the partner has made a strong indication to lead their suit. So let's try to be a helpful partner. On our third hand, a very interesting auction. It begins with one spade by north. Passed by partner, south bids three hearts, a strong jump shift, typically showing 17 to 19 points in a self-sustaining suit, wanting to play in hearts, setting the heart contract. North, though, has other ideas and rebid spades, not only three spades, but four spades. A lot of people play slow show, fast and eyes, so four spades would be saying, ixnay on the bidding A. That means, no more bidding, partner, please. Let's stop at four spades. Enough's enough, and I can't help you in hearts. So after four spades, south bids four no trump. Now, does this mean to play in four no trump, or does this mean ace asking? A lot of time, partnerships don't have firm agreements on these bids. At any rate, north bids five diamonds, saying, I have one ace. Then to south, bids five hearts, apparently saying, let's play in five hearts. But north says, no, let's play in five spades. I really have a void in your suit, and I want to play in spades. I like my spades. And south says five no trump. Well, this is kind of a mixed up auction, isn't it? In our hand this time, yes, the same hand. It's a 2-5, 2-4 shape. And we have our honors in hearts, interestingly, as well as now our honors in diamonds are starting to look pretty good. This king, queen, tight will certainly produce a trick in no trump. And in clubs, we've got another trick. So we've got a couple tricks in our hand. Can we set them? We need one more. Well, let's take a look. The opponents have a distributional hand with big misfits, and they were bidding, clearly, a little higher than they should have. I'll bet they wish they were in three no trump now, don't they? But as luck would have it, sometimes with misfits, the opponents get too high. Hopefully not us. And now we have 10 high card points. We don't know how many points our partner has. But north open, so normie would have 12, maybe less with a very distributional hand, it seems to be going on. And ostensibly, south has 17 to 19 points. Hopefully they didn't make a strong jump ship with only 13 or 14 points. That would be bad. Two hearts would have been forcing. At any rate, what do we want to lead this time? Well, we should probably try splitting our honors, leading the king of diamonds. We know we have two tricks. Something good might happen. Certainly, south is not going to be able to promote the heart suit. We have that jack 10-8 five times behind. And our partner may have some spades. We only have a doubleton here. Maybe partner will have a spade trick. So it's probably okay to make an aggressive lead. Now, normally when the opponents are in six no trump, we don't like to make an aggressive lead. Five no trump, maybe not either. We don't want to lead away from our bear king or bear queen. We want them to find those cards that they have to finesse. Maybe they'll guess the wrong way. So we're going to lead that king of diamonds, and hopefully we can get a heart trick, or partner might have a spade trick later on. On our first hand, south is a dealer. In spades, ace, queen, jack, tight, 7 points. In diamonds, sequence of spot cards, 9-8-7-6. In clubs, a sequence of honors, king, queen, jack, 10. As a 7-6 is 13. And in hearts, 9-6 double 10. Do we want to open one diamond or one club? Well, sometimes we open by shape, but in this case, with 100 honors and club suits, clearly it's a better bid, so we'll open one club. Over to west, this is the 5-4-2-2 we've been speaking about. We have jack 10-8, five times in hearts, ace 9, four times in clubs, king queen tight in diamonds, and in spades, 10 double 10. Some people might be inclined to overcall. They like to overcall with 8 points or more. Although if we were to overcall one heart, we don't really have very good lead direction. It depends on your bidding style. If you like to go ahead and bid your length to like to compete, you might bid one heart overcall. But a lot of players would like to have some lead direction ability. And with jack 10, 8, five times, we don't want our partner to lead away from a king and end up having the opponents make a lot of tricks in no trump. So probably pass is best. Over to north, in spades, 7-6-5. In diamonds, ace jack 10, five times, nice suit. There's 5 points, and I think one distribution with three honors. That's called six. And in clubs, two small in hearts. King, three times. Six and three is nine. So are you inclined to bid one no trump or one diamond? We do not have a four-card major. Probably with a nice five-card suit, one diamond is the best call, isn't it? So we'll respond, one diamond. Over to east, in spades, king, 9-8, five times, 3 points. Diamonds, small doubleton. Clubs, three spot cards, 8-7-6. And in hearts, ace, queen, three times. So with 9 points, do we want to overcall one spade? Well, here again, this is not very good lead direction with king five times. Busy bidders will bid one spade, and those who are more conservative, like to bid for lead direction, will pass. Incidentally, if East does bid a spade, and it turns out West leads a spade, the declarer will make the contract. We'll come back to that later. Okay, so it's a pass by East. Back to South. Well, we've heard our partner bid diamonds. One question might be, does that promise five, or could it be a four-card suit, just bidding them up the line? Not sure of that. Without partnership agreements, I would say a lot of people in South Seat would bid one no trump, looking to get 40 points for that first trick, rather than two diamonds, only getting 20 points per trick. So I think one no trump is the bid by South. At that point, it'll go pass, pass, pass. After it passes out, it's up to West to lead. And as you'll recall with the opponents, not having 23 points or more, not inviting two no trump, it looks like we'd want to go ahead and figure our partner has the remainder of the points. So if they have about 21, we have 10 over in the west hand, that leaves about 8, 9 points for our partner over in east. So should be some primary honors, we hope, that can work with us. So let's go ahead and try to promote our heart suit. We'll lead the top of a broken sequence with jack 10-8. We want to lead the jack as though it's a 3-card sequence suit. On the jack of hearts, a small is played from the dummy. Our partner plays a 7, and it holds. Well, hey, it looks like our partner's got some help here, doesn't it? And so we'll go ahead and proceed with a low heart. Our partner may be able to make an inference on this, is that after they win, we want them to come back in a low suit. Low card, low suit, we're looking for a club back sooner or later. Okay, our partner wins with the queen. Apparently, our partner has the queen and the ace, and sure enough, that's what East have, a lucky break. So on the third trick, we play our ace of hearts from the east hand, a sluff of a diamond from the south hand, and a five of hearts, once again playing low, saying, I want a low suit for those who play lead direction signals. And north plays the singleton king. So east comes back with a high club to our partner's ace over in the west hand. We win the trick, and we can cash out our last two hearts, the ten of hearts. Our partner pitches a low diamond, doesn't want that suit. And we play a 8 of hearts. Partner plays a low club, doesn't want anything in that suit either. Well, at this point, what do we want to lead from the west hand? We have king, queen, tight, and diamonds, 3 clubs, and 2 spades. Well, we're going to go ahead and try leading that diamond. We're going to split one of our honors from the king, queen combo. South wins it with the ace. So South, you would like to go ahead and do a repeated spade finesse, but that just isn't going to be possible. You don't have enough entries from the north hand. So after winning the ace of diamonds in the north hand, we're going to go ahead and play a spade to our jack, and it holds. So apparently, East does have the king. After winning our jack of spades, we'll go ahead and cash out our club suits, see if we can squeeze the opponents a little bit. The king, the queen, and the jack. The opponents are discarding black cards. Finally, we play our ace of spades, hoping that it was a king doubleton. No. Now it still have the king out, so we'll play our queen of spades, and East, who's been hanging on to that king of spades, will score the seventh and the setting trick. Let's take a look at that again. So the auction went one club, one diamond by North, one no trump by South. It turns out two diamonds would have been a better contract. Even though we only get 20 points per trick, we would have made two diamonds, but oftentimes we like to go for no trump contracts, hoping to get 40 points for the first trick and 30 for every thereafter. An opening lead with 10 points in hand, and the opponent stopping at one no trump with ostensibly about 18 to 21 points, our partner should have about 8, 9, maybe 10 points in their hand. So we're going to go ahead and lead a top heart atop of a broken sequence looking for some help, and the opponents were a little bit stubborn. They didn't help our transportation. If they would have gone up with the king on trick two, then partner and east could have came right back with a heart. But they waited till the third trick, winning it, disrupting the transportation, and so what happened then is there had to be a way to get back to the west hand. That wasn't a problem. Our partner should have about 10 points if we've only got about 9 in the east hand. So we come back with a club, and we're able to get 6 tricks. After we get those, we're going to go ahead and play our King of Diamonds, split our King, Queen, Tight honors, and eventually we're going to either get a diamond or our partner is going to get a spade because there's not enough entries for North to do a repeated spade finesse. Well, bridge friends, we're already up to 20 minutes here on part one, having covered one of the hands in detail, and we still want to go through 2 more. So what we're going to do is call it a part 1A, and we're going to split this off into a part 1B, which will take another 15 to 20 minutes to discuss the next 2 hands, and then we'll go ahead and proceed to our part 2 and part 3. So, bridge friends and thrill seekers, on June 14, 2011, pulling your number 68, this is day 4, part 1A, completing Incredible Defenders, Leading Broken Suits. We'll see you soon on part 1B, where we'll discuss 2 more hands on bidding and play at the table. Thanks for coming, and we'll see you soon. Bye-bye.